I'm going.
I did watch Wall of Chefs, however.
Yeah, what'd you think?
The gimmick is not appealing enough for me to care.
Yeah, I watch it when I'm, like, there's nothing else really going on, and...
Right. But, like, how excited can I get about, what, 14 Canadian judges?
Yeah.
Judging...
And I know, like, two of them?
Yeah, I know,
like, it's like, oh, Susser Lee.
And, yeah, Susser Lee and Hugh Atchison.
Exactly.
Yes. I was pumped about them. So, yeah, that was okay. Did you watch Money Hungry?
I do not know that.
Oh, it's on Food Network. It's hosted by Cal Penn, and it is a palate testing show. And you have to go through like 9 different mystery cloches, and they'll ask you different things about it. They'll be like, what's this? And you have to taste it and be like, oh, that's plantains. And you'll be like, okay, now blind taste these two dishes. Tell me which one of these is corn grits and which one of these is rice grits. Ooh. Or, you know, things of that nature. Or they'll be like, you know, blind taste this fried rice and tell me what kind of protein is in it.
No, I haven't even seen that advertised.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's pure game show.
Right.
Like, there's no cooking. There's no presenting. It's pure game show, so I liked that portion of it. I will watch another episode or two before I weigh in, for sure.
Okay.
I love Cal Penn, too.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was... did either of you watch The Suicide Squad?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Nope.
Me too.
It was, you know, 1 billion times better than the first one.
It was. It really helped remind me how lame DC comic characters are sometimes, but...
I'm sorry.
The movie was good.
Nathan Fillion as Disconnected Kid was hilarious.
Who was?
Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah! It was weird and unnecessary.
Like, what is going on with this character? But just when they were shooting his arms, and he's laying on the ground screaming in pain.
That was absurd. That made me laugh quite a bit.
I very much enjoyed that.
Sylvester Stallone as King Shark was awesome.
Oh, Stallone was fantastic.
It was a treat. Yeah, that movie was A-okay.
They might as well just call him, you know, Rocky the King Shark. Yeah, thankfully, you know, at least they got James Gunn to try and save a DC movie.
Yeah.
Because this next one with, sparkling vampire Batman is going to be freaking terrible.
Oh, you are kidding.
It's probably going to be solid gold.
Yeah, he's the new Batman.
There's no way that'll be good.
We'll see. I'm optimistic.
I'd be willing to put money on that.
Who's Cedric Potter? Is he your boyfriend?
Yes. Yes, he is. Don't judge me.
I don't know. I mean, he's the one Hufflepuff that everybody wanted to get with.
Yeah.
He had that going on. Ray, if you're going to play that opening part, I cursed in there. You'll have to pay attention there.
Yeah, I noticed.
We all noticed.
I'm also noticing that I'm probably not going to be participating in a lot of conversations. I'm just letting this kind of pass me by.
That's fine.
As I've heard, every part of you hurts and you're tired.
Yeah, did we cancel the team up? I forgot to take it out of the script.
No, I definitely got one for this week.
Okay. All right. Try to give you an out.
Maybe soon. I don't know.
Okay.
Is it drawing to a natural conclusion?
Yeah,
I'm running out, and I mean, there are some characters that haven't been in any, and I'm trying to hit them, but...
Yeah, okay. We'll rework the show.
All right, we ready to roll?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Greetings, True Believers. Welcome to the 306th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. There's actually 3 this week. Ian, you know, decided to show up for once.
I know. I can't believe I actually made an episode.
It's crazy. I'm the only one. You call me Craig. That was Ian. We also got Ray, who's barely alive. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
This is the week of the 18th to the 25th of August in the never-ending year of doom. It's getting so old. So
it's really been 2020 for a long time.
Oh my God, I'm so...
The last 24 hours have been way old.
Ian, did you get to evacuate to a basement today?
No.
Oh.
I got it.
Yeah, we were at work. I was on a conference call. All of our phones exploded into the highest pitched scream you've ever heard. And it said, for the love of God, a tornado is going to destroy you at any second now. Run for a basement and cower in fear. And we went, huh, all right.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I was told that there was a...
I looked out the window and saw that the rain was coming straight down with no variation. And I'm like, eh, I got time. I just kept an eye on the rain and I'm like, meh.
I can amble to safety.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not moving unless I have to.
It was a good reason that we could take like a 15-minute break. So we got to leave our desks, sure, go hang out downstairs. So it had that going for it. All right, and you're a 5-day, 4-star crash. The 15th, we had Rogue versus Bobby. Did you explode your way to victory?
I think so. Is that where her green happens?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much, yes.
Yep. Yeah, as long as you know, don't let him get blue and you win.
Yep.
Number next, on the 20th, we have the ever-loving blue-eyed thing versus that punk, the Torch. You gonna punch him in the face?
Probably.
Yeah.
Send him on a trip to Yancey Street.
That's right. Yeah, you're better off, you know, you match the red, hit him with the big punch, off you go. And in the 25th, sure, we have the New Mutants fight. It's Magic versus Wolfsbane.
Mm. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, 223 might get it done. I'll definitely have to throw some ISO her way. Right. His level 70's not getting it done.
No.
Yeah, Wolfsbane's pretty good, so...
Yeah,
and Magic,
she's effective.
Magic's pretty not.
Yeah, that's both of those stories are true.
Yeah.
Really kind of the opposite in the comics. Magic's so much cooler than Wolfsbane.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh my goodness, in the comics, Magic's better than most people.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. All right, in your storyland, meeting Rocket and Groot has been achieved. I think there's a day left there for some of us. That'll get you Mystic, the Gator, and some I-Hulk shards. Placement there is Mantis and Electro shards.
Has she been officially downgraded to Mystic?
Mantis, sorry.
No, you said, instead of Mystique, you said Mystic.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you were like, you get Mystic. I was like, what?
All right, good enough. Whatever. She's a shape changer. She can go by
that's
whatever she wants.
That's how we say it here in America.
That's right.
Old Mystic.
Old Mystic. Whatever, dude. Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. is going. Still, you get those shards for that there, Gator. And Battle of the Basilica.
Is that what you settled on? I was gone for a week and you settled on Gator?
Yep, he's the Gator.
Oh, man.
I refuse to use anything with a crocodile theme into it because he's not a crocodile.
You are correct.
He's an alligator.
You are, I read that in the chat in our alliance. It's a rarity, but I fully agree with you.
But I mean, if you come up with a good Gator nickname that's not Gator, I'm down. Because I got nothing.
Yeah,
but
I will work on that.
Everybody that was pitching something is Croco this, Croco that. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
He's not a crocodile.
That's just lazy. I mean, the name says alligator. The artwork says alligator.
Yeah.
Everything. He's got a broad, round nose. It's U-shaped. Those teeth don't protrude out of the side. He's clearly an alligator.
Right.
Sorry. I saw UNC's Samurai's message of, go away, Gatorin.
That's worth points. Battle of the Basilica, that starts up tomorrow for an Alliance event. That'll get you Hawkeye and Squirrel Girl and Mantis. On the Alliance side, it is Black Panther and some Pirate Kate. I need some Pirate Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I better
true.
Get some CP happening.
Yeah.
Or not CP, HP.
And in your mind season, right now we got Blind Justice is running. That'll get you Daredevil, Spider-Woman. Placement there is Star-Lord and the Loki shards.
So back a couple events. Did you guys, you didn't mention it this time because it's pretty much over. The introducing for Gator. Did you play that?
I did.
There were two nodes. I didn't complete.
Really?
Where you had to play Safari Joe, I could not do a thing. Like, Safari Joe doesn't do anything from what I can tell. And the Gator goes invisible and I'm done. Like, and then there was the node where you had to fight like five wasps. I couldn't do that. Every time I got one of them down, Yellow Jacket would appear. He would have 30 green available because nobody else used green, and he would just zap me to death every round. So I couldn't complete those two.
Huh. I just remember staying invisible all the time.
I couldn't. Like, I couldn't get that purple match. I just sat there going, man, I really wish that was somewhere that I could make a match on it. And yeah.
I think I have to do the very, in the Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D., I have the very last one to go. The introducing, yeah, I got, those are all done.
Yeah, the the Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. I was able to complete, but introducing, no, those two nodes, those two middle ones, not a thing. Now I'm only missing out on 10 shards because of it, or 15 shards, but
right.
It'd be nice to get, but I think I'm done.
Yeah, they were slow rolling there because, yeah, it's go invisible and just kind of hang out, and you need to fire the yellow to make the purple, you know, tiles, and then match the purple tiles to stay invisible and do your thing.
Yeah. No luck.
All right. I don't know where we're at. News! We got news. Ian, he's sitting down.
I am indeed sitting down.
All right, we got release 234 notes, and that includes a clue.
Oh, no, not a clue.
A clue! Where? Here. Oh, okay. The clue is calm and collected. So, I don't know, the collector?
Yeah, that was my first thought, too. That seems pretty on Front Street, if it is.
Yeah, he was just in today's What If episode.
Sure, it seems a bit too direct for a clue, though. I don't know, I'm going with Shang-Chi, because I want Shang-Chi in the game. He's always calm and mellow and meditating, you know.
Could be, that's on its way.
That's what I'm hoping for. This is a 4, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's a 5.
Was Alligator a 4?
Yeah.
And Pirate Kate was a 4, so was it 3-4? 3-4s and then a 5?
I don't remember, dude.
Okay, I don't know what the 4... Oh, it's a 5. We just had a 4. Says UNC Samurai.
Yeah.
Oh, Odin exists.
Yeah, I forgot about him already.
Yeah, I don't know what the official rotation is, but you're right. It was Pirate Kate, then Odin, then Gator, then the Collector. I hope it's the Collector, because that's an awesomely lazy clue.
I know.
A hidden in plain sight clue.
It would be fantastic if that's what they went with. But, you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
Let's see. What else we got? You got the Gator, then some events. Those are all wrapping up. You got your Battle of the Basilica. That starts tomorrow on the 19th. Puzzle Ops returns on the 26th. Now you like those.
Ooh, nice.
And then the Space Stone season will be coming up next. New visual styles appearing in several existing reward pop-ups. I keep being surprised by these every time something changes. I'm not sure why. But like something will happen on the screen. I'm like, oh, that's new. Fix an issue where selecting near the top of the versus or story screens would display the info for the main menu character.
Huh.
All right. Fix an issue where push notification checkbox that couldn't be toggled appear under certain circumstances. All right. One not mentioned here, is it the thugs? They changed the power of the thugs.
Oh, how so?
Like, they used to have a power called, you know, what was it? Pistol or something like that?
Okay.
It was now called something else. What was it called?
Did you make a note of it?
No, because that would have been useful for me. Cheap shot, that's it.
Cheap shot?
Yeah, that's it.
Ah, so Thug Pistol has now been replaced with Cheap Shot.
Yes.
Wow. Putting some time into the minions.
Makes sense. Thugs take cheap shots.
Yeah. So I don't know why that changed, and it wasn't really announced. It just kind of happened. Oh, and in meta news, not meta in the game, meta outside the game, Demiurge got bought.
No.
Wow.
Some company called the Embracer Group.
Okay.
Through its wholly owned subsidiary, Saber Interactive. Saber spelled wrong.
Are these comic book names? Like, these sound like comic book entities. Okay.
Would you say the Embracer is calm and collected?
But they acquired Demiurge and a couple other studios. So it looks like they're buying up some people who make games for your mobile device.
Okay.
Oh, it's the Embracer Plus group.
Oh well, yeah,
you can't, Embracer is spelled wrong.
You can't have your normal Embracer. It has to be the Plus version. That's like Ratcatcher 2. Ratcaller 2. What was her name? Whatever.
Ratcaller
2, right? Ratcatcher 2?
Could be.
Whatever.
Yeah. No point.
Doesn't matter.
Does not matter.
She talked to rats. I got it.
Yeah.
So that's the news that I got. I hear one of our good friends has some news to share.
Well, I don't know if I'd put it that way, but
all right.
I wanted to share with you two something that I received in the mail, and it does concern our good friend Herondiak. So you remember the conversation? We had a conversation months ago.
About
getting together and doing a ring toss again. And while we were talking about it, we were talking about the fact that we're now old and don't want to bend over and pick up the rings anymore.
Oh, yeah, the washer toss. Yes.
Right.
We need the giant magnet on a stick, like for bingo.
Well, I'm wondering if Discord will pick it up. But do you recognize the sound? Probably not. That is that is an extendable telescoping magnetic pickup tool.
Ooh!
That Perandiac sent us three of them, so we can each have one the next time we're able to get together and do the wash and toss.
Oh, now we're talking. That will save my back and my knees so much work.
Right? Keep me from falling over?
That sounds fantastic. That sounds like a dream.
Oh my goodness, Ray can finally be my partner again in a throwing game? Right?
I got three of them, and so the next time we're together, I will distribute. I've opened one, and it seems just the right length, so hopefully it's not a little too short for you. But, yeah.
Well, that's okay. Of the three of us, I'm most confident in my bending over abilities. Does the magnet have enough juice to pick up the weight of a washer?
I certainly hope so. I think so.
Okay.
Obviously, I haven't tried it out. I don't have a washer game, but...
I see. Ooh, 20 pounds, says Perandier.
There you go.
That'll be amazing.
I'm keeping it away from my electronic devices, I can tell you that.
Definitely.
I'm stoked, though. That's... thank you much, Perandiac. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. Who knew such things were possible? We're truly living in the golden age of technology.
We did, because we talked about it. We just, we're too lazy to do anything about it. Now, if you'd like to get on a project that I'd kicked you around to a samurai earlier, where I need someone to 3D print me something complex, just for my own whims,
Complex doesn't really begin, I don't think.
No.
You started talking about it, and Samurai's like, well, what is it? And then you showed him a picture, and he's like, I'm out.
Oh, crazy! This is other crazy nonsense? This isn't magnet on a stick?
No. You know my disco ball tree topper that everybody hates but me?
Yeah.
I want to try and find someone who can 3D print me some replacement parts.
Oh, it stopped working?
Well, it's that it is, 50 years old. The plastic is all, cracking and breaking and
okay.
Like the part that connects to the top of the tree is like held together by duct tape and stuff, so it's not in good shape. And they're like $400 to buy on eBay. So I'd like to try and, find somebody that I could, maybe slip $50 to and say, "Hey, can you 3D print me a bunch of these things?"
You want to slip the cable guy $50 instead of having to pay for all the premium channels?
That's right. One of those converter boxes just happens to fall out the back of his truck. The serial number scratched off. And I turn a button and HBO shows up. Yeah, you got it.
I like where your head's at.
The good old days. All right, I got no more news. You guys have news? Tornado today, roughly, perhaps.
Yeah. Tornado free for me.
Yep.
I don't know. Apparently I have COVID, but apart from that, no. I'm good. I haven't been tested yet, but I feel like crap, so yeah.
I'm curious if they will give you the annoying test or the liquefy my eye test.
Right, the stab your brain test? Yeah, I don't know.
That was the second worst thing I've ever had done to me in my life.
Oh, there's no way it's that bad.
It was that bad.
Huh. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Ish posh, says Ray. We will see.
up until... what they did to me later that night when I went in the hospital. That was the worst experience of my life.
That I believe.
Was that COVID test.
I have no doubt in that.
And then what they did to me later, that became the worst experience of my life.
So a good day all around.
Oh, that was a terrible way to spend my summer vacation week. But what are you going to do? All right, Ian, hit me with the top three. We took a hiatus last week since you weren't here.
Yes. So apparently while I was gone, Craig was able to pepper in some of his country music propaganda. And this week we'll be exploring our top three favorite country songs. We've expanded the genre to include Western music as well.
That's right.
In case someone's feeling nitpicky. I'll tell you that up front. Should we start with Craig because it's going to be the strongest? Or should we end with Craig because it's going to be the strongest?
Entirely up to Craig.
Start with Craig it is.
All right, I can go first. No one's going to like my choices because that's how things roll on this show.
We never do.
But, all right, for my number three, I went for one of my favorite artists of the late 80s into the 90s. So this is a Randy Travis song. Forever and Ever, Amen. I love me some Randy Travis. I listened to him for a very long time, and then he got way too much into the gospel, and I had to stop. But when he sang, pseudo country music, really enjoyed me some Randy Travis.
Don't get me wrong. I believe if memory serves, he's a good person, but man, I cannot stand his music.
Oh, no, anyway. He's not a good person, Ray. He's a, you know, raging alcoholic. You know, when I went to go see him on tour, he disappeared. They found him naked in a road.
All right, maybe I'm thinking about somebody else.
And they had to take him away and, like, cancel the rest of the tour.
But just when you were losing me, you won me back with that little anecdote.
He could still be a good person.
Yeah, just because he has a substance abuse problem does not make him a bad person.
I suppose. Who's going next?
I'll go. I'll go just because, I feel like mine's going to be the weakest in the middle, because, golly, am I eager to hear what Ray has. Like, I know he's from Ohio, so there's a chance, but I also know his background, and I'm like, oh, country music? Really? I can't wait, Ray. I can't wait. My number three, however, is Crazy by Patsy Cline.
That's a great song.
I think so, too. Fantastic performer, great song. It's kind of an all-occasion enjoying song.
I am not as diametrically opposed to that as I am to Randy Travis, so.
One of the great early singers in country music, Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
I can't disagree. All right, so.
Sorry, yeah. Sam Wright just posted the video of the naked Randy Travis arrest.
I saw that earlier.
So, I will qualify this as pretty much I hate country music, so.
Yeah.
While I was going, I'm like, I can pick three. Surely I can pick three. That shouldn't be that hard. No, it turns out it's pretty bad. however, growing up, I had the opportunity, I will say, to hear this song over and over and over again, and I enjoyed it at the time. This is when I was, I don't know, six, and it stuck with me apparently because when I was going over with my wife, like, because I was hitting a wall, I'm like, I don't have anything. She just started throwing country music songs at me, and I'm like, oh, I can't stand that guy. But you know what? I still remember all the words to this song and can sing along with it. So my number three is The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good song.
That is a good song.
I know you think so.
Yeah, buddy. I've seen Kenny live.
I know. You know? I generally don't like Kenny Rogers, but you know, apparently that song stuck with me. And it's about poker, and I love poker, so
right.
That softens the blow a little bit.
All right. Good choice.
So, since it's about poker and you're enthusiastic about poker, do you also get frustrated when he says you never count your money when you're sitting at the table?
Oh, yeah, that's just dumb.
Yeah. Not only do I count my money, I count everybody else's stack so I know where I stand.
Right. You need to know where everybody else is. So, yeah, that's just not true in any way. And it's in the chorus.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch this video that I know. UNC Samurai just
I agree. Linked. That video looks amazing. Apparently, Kenny was sang The Gambler on The Muppet Show, and I don't remember this, but I'm going to watch this at least four times tonight.
I think I'm going to have to watch it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, that was a great pick, Ray. I'm pleased.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Craig.
My number two is Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Wow!
There you go.
I'm surprised we had a match. I didn't want to spoil it there, but yeah, Patsy's just one of the all-time greats.
It really is. I'm flabbergasted as well.
Huh. So, there you go.
Who knew there was going to be overlap?
Yeah, well, Patsy, she was amazing.
So my number two, if anybody was expecting anything current on my list, let's dial it back to number three, and it's not going to get much more current than that. Cocaine Blues by Johnny Cash. It is, Johnny Cash is my favorite country performer, and that is by far one of my favorite songs by Johnny Cash.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's... It stands out as I think one of his best songs.
Okay. So for my number two, for me, this seems very cliche because I'm into rock, and this song, although it is country, gets played on all sorts of radio stations and is kind of rock as well, but it is Charlie Daniels, clearly country. Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Devil Went Down to Georgia. That's a great song.
Yeah. Mm. That one I actually enjoy. So. Clear number two on my list.
That's fair.
That is always a song for singing along with when it comes on.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's good.
Rest in peace, Charlie Daniels.
Despite my distaste for Charlie Daniels as a person, that song is a delight. I would like to point anybody who hasn't heard the Primus cover of that song to the Primus cover of that song. Awesome.
Oh, speaking of people that were on a hate list, And now, yes. Now maybe are not. Did you see that Laura Prepon has given up the Scientology?
I did not.
So she might be coming back into the Hot Factor.
Yep, for sure.
She stopped listening to that gibberish. I mean, that's a good sign.
Yeah. Whenever I read that article, too, I was like, are you sure, article? And it said, yeah, I'm sure. I said, wow.
Good for her.
Yeah. That's why I haven't seen her in a movie in some time.
There you go. My number one, I went into the Western music, and I went to the greatest of the cowboys. The one, the only, Marty Robbins.
Marty Robbins? Big Iron?
I went with El Paso.
Oh,
I do,
so close.
I do love me some Big Iron. That song is fantastic. But El Paso really sums up the storytelling. You know, it's got the story, then you've got the sequel in El Paso City where they talk about what happened in El Paso, you know, years before. Like, he's got his own callback to one of his own songs. Like, so, it's you know, Nighttime Would Find You in, you know, in the cantina, and music would play and Felina would whirl. And
well, I am impressed, Greg, because you picked number one and number two that I have nothing bad to say about. So, impressive.
Marty Robbins is just the greatest of the singing cowboys.
I agree. And that'll free up a slot on my honorable mention list that I won't have to talk about later.
There you go.
My number one comes to you from not one, not two, not three, but four country legends forming a country supergroup called the Highwaymen.
Oh,
the song Highwaymen.
That's a great song.
That's a great song.
I love that tune. Yeah.
Every element of that song, like, it starts off strong with Willie Nelson, and then, you know, it keeps going with Kris Kristofferson and Waylon Jennings, and then Johnny Cash brings it all home at the end. Ugh, that is magnifique. Yeah, that's some good songwriting, good storytelling right there.
I was a highwayman.
I have to say, I don't recall it. I'm sure
I've heard it. Oh my god, Rick. Yeah, go listen to that song. It is amazing.
It's got some decent really performers, good. So
yeah.
They each tell a little story about what is it?
When they were a highwayman and how they died and were reincarnated as the next
one's
version.
A highwayman, one's like a pirate or something. Like trying to remember each of the which one of the was
a. So I'm looking at the
one
image.
Of them was building the dam, the one over in Vegas. Mm.
Oh yeah, one was building the Hoover Dam. Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the image here, and I recognize Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson. Who's the fourth?
Waylon Jennings.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I will check it out.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're ready.
Great, great song.
For the finale.
All right. Well, this very much like last week, I told Craig that I wasn't going to clog up my entire top three with all Johnny Cash songs. However, Johnny Cash did make the number one on my list.
Sure.
It's really difficult to pick the song for Johnny Cash, but I had some top contenders. I'm going to go with Ring of Fire. I really enjoy that song.
You're right.
A lot of like performers down in New Orleans or wherever, some bar performers always play it. It's always fun to listen to.
It is.
So
that was the right choice.
Another good song to sing along to. You know, you're always jamming with that song.
Absolutely. But I mean, Folsom County Prison.
That's probably my favorite one of his to be, you know.
Ghost Riders, I Walk the Line. Yeah. There's a whole bunch that I actually really enjoy.
All right, let's hit up the honorable mention land.
I'll go first because my list is super short.
Okay, go ahead.
And only a little bit odd.
All
right. The only thing that made my honorable mention list was Cowboy Take Me Away by the Dixie Chicks. For the sake of keeping it short and for keeping the show the way that it's already rated, let's just say that I used to have a partner that I have very fond memories of, and when I hear that song, it instantly transports me to those particular memories.
Okay.
That's funny. That's nicely worded.
Yeah, thanks. All right, Craig. Wait, Ray, do you have any honorable mentions?
No, I barely squeaked out three.
I limited myself to three just because I wanted to stop talking, but had to have on my wedding song, you know, because it's my anniversary here in a few days. So I have to have, you know, again, The Gamblers on here, Lady by Kenny Rogers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Number two, I got another classic country singer, some George Jones on the list with He Stopped Loving Her Today. That's a great song.
Okay.
And I had to, as much as I didn't want to, I had to put on one of the great showmen since the 90s. So I did have to give Garth a little bit of credit. And go with the good old Friends in Low Places, because I can never not sing along with that song anytime I hear it. So
I understand, and I believe you. I do want you to know that, you know, your co-hosts are on the other side of that coin.
I know.
Yeah. I can't tell you how easy it is for me to not sing along with that song.
I love singing along with that song. He puts on an amazing live concert. But yeah, I had to put him on the list. So there you go.
Solid.
But if you don't know the George Jones song, go look that up, because it's fabulous.
I can't guarantee you that I will, and I do not know that song.
Good story. All right, let's move on to trivia. What do you got, Quizmaster?
Oh, it's been so many weeks. I can barely remember when it's been 1 week. Let me hope that I asked you about Infinity War and Thor describing the Avengers to the Guardians.
Right.
Does that sound familiar?
This had a listener comment last week, but go ahead.
Okay, yes. So I asked about Thor's describing the Avengers to the Guardians of the Galaxy, and Mantis asks, hey, is Kevin Bacon part of the Avengers? The answer being Kevin Bacon. So whoever listener commented that, you were completely correct. Were they completely correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're always correct. Okay. This one. In the Avengers, do you know where Black Widow had to travel to track down Bruce Banner? Bruce Banner was hiding out, trying not to turn into the Hulk. She had to track him down somewhere around the world.
I gotcha.
I would like to know where.
Did I say that she just had a baby with Colin Jost?
Yes.
Man, I hate Colin Jost.
Yes, and they named it Cosmo Kramer.
You are kidding,
from
right?
From Seinfeld? No, they named it Cosmo.
Ugh. Why? Why?
Cosmo Jost.
Why, celebrities? Why?
I don't know, but Sluggo has put out the suggestion that perhaps she traveled to Arby's to find the Hulk. Maybe not.
I wish we had Arby's.
I wish that was the answer.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's wrong.
Do they still they don't still call the big sandwich the Big Montana anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know Arby's menu that well.
Well, I used to order that.
Yeah, I did too. The Montana was fantastic. Oh, many years ago. Galaxy far, far away.
I don't think I need that much Arby's.
Yeah, you do.
No, you need a small beef and cheddar or the French dip if it's available.
Yeah, the French dip is where it's at. I mean, it
is where it's at, but I mean, now, these days, Taco Bell is nice enough for their online menu to dish out some sodium warnings. If Arby's had to put a sodium warning
on the French dip?
On the French dip, it would be more severe than today's tornado warning.
That broth is delicious, though. I mean,
it is a salt bomb. But yeah, I mean, that's why it's delicious.
Yeah, you soak your butt in your meat in that. So good. So good.
That was no part of what you said that I wasn't like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know if I'm soaking my bun in it or my meat.
Man. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's.
Willie,
get to the mail
tell
bag.
Me some mail.
All right. First, let's start over on the D3 forums. T. Danger Author said, so I've been playing with this pop culture meme Loki for a while now, and I can safely say it is arguably the worst 4-star to date.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Hashtag that justice for Georges. I don't agree with that either. I don't think he's great, but for a fun, comical kind of 4-star, he's fine.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. If I can accept him as like a joke character, like a Howard the Duck or a Spider-Ham.
Right.
Yeah, but
then he's great.
But there's no way he's one of the worst 4-stars. He's got a 5-round invisibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And it's
Craig,
and it's a big picture of the log from Ren and Stimpy, so.
Right. Craig, did you see the the information on the French dip here in the Discord? 3,400 milligrams of sodium, 141 daily value.
Now, I will point out that, you know, being as though I can't have, you know, cheese, I get mine without that Swiss. I'm sure that cuts that rate down to making it a healthy sandwich.
I don't think that cuts the sodium hardly at
it's
all.
That, it's that Swiss cheese that really, you know, kicks that sandwich over the limits.
Uh-huh. All right, moving on. Tony Foot.
Hey, oh, Tony Foot.
Craig always gets the blame for going long on rambling rants and long overrunning shows, yet recently there have been two shows Ian has missed,
uh-huh.
and both have come in around the 30-minute mark. It's not Craig. It's Ian to blame.
That's what I'm saying.
Game apathy takes up more time than we thought. moving over to Reddit. McHead, I guess, 22, says, more D2R talk. Y'all could have replaced the Team Up Time segment with a D2R segment, or just start up a new podcast dedicated to D2R. I love the content as always, guys. I'm glad somebody enjoyed it.
You know, if Ray does want to do a D2R podcast, I would not be opposed.
That'd be an easy transition.
But then, he would have to be doing three podcasts a week, though. And
yeah, that seems unlikely. We'll have to get Ian on board playing. So
I very much enjoyed this first weekend. I played four characters, you know, so good times.
All right, this next thing is all about Ian. We're going to close it out with the Samurai Posted. I've been waiting to spring this on Ian, but he was out of town last week, so now we finally got to play the or dope with the best that the Norfolk Mac and Cheese Festival had to offer.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to try and copy some images here and see what you have to say. So this first one. And again, this is all mac and cheese.
Right.
So this is with Old Bay seasoning and Boom Boom sauce, which is a sweet chili mayo sauce.
I'm out. Like Boom Boom sauce from Sheetz?
I don't know.
Sheetz offers a Boom Boom sauce. Get on to the next one. I'm really turned off by Old Bay, just so everybody knows.
Okay.
Old Bay chicken wings are good.
I find it to be an offensive seasoning.
Huh.
How about mac and cheese with chorizo?
You've won me back.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
That's the twist?
Yeah, it's got chorizo in it.
All right, next.
Oh, come on. Chorizo sounds awesome.
Chorizo does sound awesome, but it's like, I was expecting like a wow, right. But I added some sausage.
That's what she said.
How about with crushed Cheetos in the sauce? You got your image there in Discord. Looks gross to me.
It looks gross, and I don't want my mac and cheese to have a crunch factor, but right. It might taste okay.
I dislike the added textures that people try to put in.
Yeah, smooth and creamy is the way to go with mac and cheese.
All right, next one's pretty straightforward. Garlic Parmesan. He says it tasted just like an Olive Garden breadstick.
Yeah. I don't know. The color is off-putting.
How about a fried in a ball with lobster served with cheesy bisque?
Yeah.
Woohoo! That sounds awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Mac and cheese with pulled pork and a mango habanero sauce.
Oh, that sounds dope.
Woo-hoo! I would definitely try
Although
that.
I don't like when they sweeten up spicy sauces with fruit. It's unnecessary.
Well, I think it's mango habanero. Like, that's... But yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. That's what I'm saying, too. I like, give me habanero or give me something fruity. Don't try to cut the one with the other and make it a hot, sweet, balanced... Ugh.
So,
too rich.
Final one is a bacon mac and cheese empanada.
Yep, 100%.
Woo-hoo! There's too much bacon in things.
There is, but that sounds dope. So it looks like, sort of dope, dope.
There you go. I think my number one would have to be the chorizo. I actually want to try that at this point.
Yeah, I do too. I just compared to like that lobster one. A lot going on there.
That could be good. Greg's out on all of them.
That's great.
I'm pretty sure they all contain cheese.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they all contain pasta. So.
Sure.
Things I don't eat.
There you go. So, that's it. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
All right. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want
and
to
we just
pump.
Want to pump.
You up. One clap. It was mine.
I thought that was my clap. It was really an excellent clap on my behalf.
Uh-huh.
It sounded great. Let's see what we're up to as far as boosted characters. 3-star boosted characters. You've got the Black Widow in her gray suit this week. So you will see increased damage from her pistol and increased damage from her sniper rifle. Recently reworked Sam Wilson Falcon. More damage from his purple along with stronger projectiles from his purple. And the increase that you get from special tiles from his yellow will be better. Also, recently we worked Psylocke. Her discount red and her discount black will both do more damage. Bewilder should be unaffected. Rocket and Groot, more healing. They already do too much. And did they put out strike tiles? I got a plan. I feel like that puts out strike tiles. Let's say
it sounds
it
familiar. Like it puts out a countdown that does it or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
That might be the fever talking.
She does a little more AoE with her red, and her blue has something to do with special tiles and stealing them and buffing them and giving them back, debuffed, in a non-equitable way. If you use that power, it'll have some effect. Her green should be unchanged. Now, the four stars. Medusa. Everyone's favorite. She's boosted. She does good things. She's doing better buffing with her purple, more damage, and larger attack tiles with her entanglement. And her yellow gets better bursts of health. Oh, Prowler. Blue does more damage. The tiles that he steals get buffed to a better degree. And he puts out better strike tiles with his black. For both them and for Yin's. Let's see, who's this? Oh, I remember Spider-Woman. Her stuff's expensive, but it does things. Or she, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of Kate, who's expensive and does things. Spider-Woman is expensive and does nothing. She does some red damage with her System Shock. She dodges with her Seeking Redemption, and it does a little bit of damage when she dodges. And then those fear tiles do some more damage.
Does she do damage when she dodges?
I think she does. Oh, no, no. She just dodges. When you try to do damage to her, it causes a dodge. Yeah, she does no damage. That's Elektra that does damage when she dodges.
Yeah,
you're right. Let's see what Thor, Goddess of Thunder, is up to these days. She used to be pretty good. Her smite will do a lot of damage, and her striking distance will do a tiny bit of damage.
Man, that power just sucks so bad.
What's that?
The yellow
striking
one.
Distance?
Yeah, yeah. Let me throw this hammer at you for like 4 points of damage, AoE.
It's not the best, but you know, the power surge smite combo is excellent.
Oh yeah, those two are good, but man, that yellow is just so awful.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, it's there if you need it.
Sure.
You can striking distance them to death some days.
Yes, you can striking distance all the invisible people for a little bit of damage.
I remember X-23 fondly. Does she still do things?
Yeah.
Let's see what she's up to. She does damage with her green and damage, strike tiles. Her savage healing is even more savage and more healing. And those tracking prey trap tiles, they'll do a lot more damage and make bigger strike tiles. All right, let's see what this... Oh, good old Deadpool. He's up to the Deadpool Ghost Rider combo feller. He's boosted. We're in the five stars now, if you didn't already know that. His black has a variety of options. The yellow is a damage dealing, and the purple makes a countdown tile that deals damage. Both of those damages will be increased. His red damage is increased. And if you match the correct colors with his weighed and measured, you'll do more damage there. God Emperor Doom.
Doom.
More damage with Fallen Favor, and more healing with his other two healing abilities. Good old Thanos. Always up to stuff. Does a ton of damage with Court Death. Probably does good damage with his Come and Get Me as well.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what's, five-star Yelena Belova. Sorry, I hadn't read the list quite fast enough. I had to look up. I was like, why is there just a picture of boar's head meat? that's funny now.
I'm more disturbed by the fact that they're serving it with strawberries.
to make bologna seem classy?
Yeah, you're not. Don't give me no jumbo bologna sandwich with strawberries. Get out of here.
It's boar's head.
That is just fancy. That's nasty. just slice me off the piece of the jumbo, roll it into a tube, and shove it into my face.
Ew. Like any of that sentence either.
You never took a piece of jumbo and rolled it up into like a tube and just ate it?
No, I didn't eat jumbo when I was a kid.
All right.
I just didn't. I was picky about my lunch meats.
All right.
I've done that with regular bologna. I don't think I've ever had jumbo.
Turkey or chipped ham kind of guy.
Oh, Jumbo is like, the company is called Conn's. It's Conn's Jumbo Bologna.
Yeah.
Everyone just calls it Jumbo. Like when you go get your chipped chopped ham. You know, your chipped ham is really, if you don't, traditional, it's Isley's. Yeah, but you just order chipped ham.
Right.
And, you know, and you just go and you just order some Jumbo.
You just assume that it's Isley's.
Yeah, and then you go to the store and you say,
remember when we stumbled across that place out in Pittsburgh that had it's called a Frizzle Burger?
You got the chipped ham sandwich? Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah, it was fried up, right? They fried it on the hot plate, and then...
Yes, they served it to me like a burger smothered in cheese. I was like, this is my dream.
Yep.
Yeah, I think about that sandwich sometimes. It's gross. Shame on me. Anyway, this five-star does better green AoE, more damaging trap tiles with her spycraft, and her red has bigger strike tiles and more damage. Let's see what So Samurai can educate me about these characters. Or he'll have an indirect conversation with Ray. Hey, Ray.
Yes.
Who are you using this week?
Doom.
Doom's best role in PvP is forcing special tile teams to fight him last, but there's very little in the way of special tiles in the boosted meta this week. You won't use this boosted list for Basilica, but after that is Webbed Wonder. Try pairing Prowler with Medusa. You'll do lots of stealing and buffing of special tiles. Finally, if you fight Craig in PvP, use Doom and Medusa to constantly reshuffle the board and anger his AI stand-in.
Yep. Might as well use that Gator, too. He can shuffle the board for you, too.
Does he shuffle the board?
He does.
He does.
Ah, that's great. So, yeah, there you go. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thank you, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, Ray, hit the bottom of the barrel. Dig up a team-up time.
Okay.
The Synergy segment featuring Sad Ray.
So this week is brought to you from Donkey Teeth.
Donkey.
He says, if you're still looking for a team-up, he says, I've been using Warlock, Havoc, and Fitty Thor. This is his rousing endorsement. It's not too bad when two of the three are boosted. Now,
who's in this team up again?
Warlock. Warlock.
Yeah.
Havoc.
Okay.
And Fitty Thor.
And he claims that he's been using this recently?
Yes.
I mean, Half Thor by himself, you know, generally carries a lot of teams.
Yeah, this is true. In this case, Adam Warlock can kind of take the place of Okoye, making all the yellow matches and doing, I mean, his match damage, it's so strong. Like, he can tank and just annihilate with his match damage.
And anyone hurts himself and then heals himself later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He if you get too much black, and by too much black, I mean like four, he hurts himself, but then hurts the entire team as well at the beginning of the round. And then you've got his match damage. He's really strong. And he's got two ways to true heal. So then you throw in Havoc for just a whole bunch of damage. And Thor is there for, you get him at half health, and he just generates all the AP you'll ever need. So I don't have Havoc anywhere near, right. But I can definitely get behind the idea of this.
Yeah, I've got exactly one of those characters I can use.
Is it Thor?
It sure is.
Yeah, when he told me the list, I had to pause for a minute. I was like, is there someone in this game called Warlock? And I was like, oh, Adam Warlock, I remember him. He's a delight. I'm sure he does something good.
And if we could get actual Warlock, Douglock or something, oh, that'd be fantastic.
Wait, who's actual Warlock? Is he the Warlock robot?
Yeah, he was one of the New Mutants. He's the living techno-organic virus guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hate that plan either.
Yeah, he was a great character.
Okay with that, but Adam Warlock is solid.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. I support that.
I should have been more specific. I didn't think about other Warlocks.
Oh, no. It had been a while since I had given Adam Warlock any thought.
Sure.
He's not in the meta. He doesn't get around very often, and certainly not Havoc. Poor Havoc. I was like, what? Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. He's there. All right.
Yeah.
He can take out enemy tiles really, really well. I mean, it costs 12 green, but he does damage doing it. Really, Adam Warlock boosted is near cheating. He gets down below 50 health, and all of a sudden his true healing, instead of healing him for 17,000, heals him for like 45,000. It's, you can't kill him. Like, if you know what you're doing, you just keep Adam Warlock alive and you're fine.
Sweet. Yeah, I didn't. Again, that sounds exciting. I'm surprised I don't see more of him.
Now, that's when he's boosted. He's still okay when he's not boosted, but boosted is insane. So there you go. That's your team up this week. Warlock and Havoc. I list them at both a 5-3-5. I'm not sure that's correct, but that's how I would play them. I don't have Havoc champed, so I can't say for sure. But Thor to me is clearly at a 5-5-3 because you're going to be using Warlock yellow and you're not really going to care about your fire being smoldering or raging. So I think that's clear. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. If you got them, use them.
Nice.
Thanks as Steve. Always to Unify.
Unify. Ian, you got Steam open.
I do, and I'm playing a match, so why don't you guys go first?
All right. Ray, are you doing more than one?
No, I am not. I'm doing one.
All right, go ahead.
Okie doke. Looks like it is going to be a 4-star Wiccan Mystical Destiny.
Something wicked this way comes.
Oh, hey, I was just reminded. Completely forgot I was going to throw this in for news. Did you know that Gator is a feeder character?
I saw that on Reddit.
Yeah, feeds Heimdall.
Yeah.
So good to keep in mind if you need your Heimdall champed.
All right, I got four or four I'm going to open here.
Okay.
Well, the first one's purple.
Oh.
Null, Immortal Coil. Number two, meh, Powerbomb.
Nice.
Number three, Valkyrie, Best Defense. And number four is good old Melonhead, Master Plan. So one purple. That was exciting.
Right.
Where does that get my null? My null? Oh, my null is like, he's like almost usable. He's a 3-3-3.
Wow.
Holy smokes, Batman.
Craig's on the cusp. Let's see where my one token gets me. Ants. Ant-Man.
You turn him over. Ants.
Ooh. I'm going to open up a second one because I'm only a couple shards away from upgrading my champ. Or not my champ, my favorite at, what do you call that guy? Sabretooth. And it's a 5-star. It's a null. Summon dragons. Unlike Craig, that probably takes my null to a 2. But we'll see. Do I even... Oh, no! I forgot I had to let that null die before because I ran out of hero points.
Oh, sad story.
So my null's at a nothing. And I still don't have enough hero points to recruit him.
We're going to have to bring back the Dying on the Vine segment. Be going old school.
That was me, for anybody keeping track of my unprofessional nonsense. So there you go. I got a null, and I'll get to upgrade, Sabretooth next time I play.
All right.
This guy.
Thanks always to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Wrestling. That's it. Eat wings while you watch wrestling. That's pretty much our podcast network. No, it's the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. It is a much wider variety of podcasts that I previously claimed, all of which you can check out at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope. Tired.
Pass.
All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. If you've noticed, the show ran a whole hour because Ian was here again. I'm pointing that out. Comment, suggestions, shoot him at Ray. He needs something to read. He's going to be laying around in bed. He gets bored. So send him some comments. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself something nice, and give us a little bit on the back end. So that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, no, you can't see it from space. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
That was solid, dude.